Hello, and welcome to Doc Talk. How has sleep medicine changed in recent years, and what does the future hold? These are the questions that are being asked this week at the World Sleep 2022 Congress in Rome. And new data presented at the conference by Avadel Pharmaceuticals could provide answers for patients struggling with narcolepsy. A new post-hoc analysis for the sodium oxybate FT218 found that the therapy improved daytime sleepiness, sleep quality, and refreshing nature of sleep in patients with narcolepsy. Its safety and efficacy was well established in the ongoing RESTORE study and the REST-ON trial, with participants receiving therapy for more than 18 months in the former. Additionally, FT218 only requires one dose at bedtime, which was preferred by patients and clinicians alike. A new drug application for FT218 is currently under review by the FDA. Today, you'll be hearing from Dr. Michael J. Thorpe, who is director of the Sleep-Wake Disorder Center at Montefiore and professor of neurology at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. In this interview, Dr. Thorpe spoke of the implications of the new FT218 data in the realm of narcolepsy research and how narcolepsy in pediatric populations can be addressed in future trials.
I think it's worth noting that roughly 130,000 to 200,000 people in America suffer from narcolepsy. I was hoping to talk about the burdens of this condition and maybe what management methods are currently available.
Well, I mean, narcolepsy really has major burdens. I mean, these people are sleepy 24 hours a day. So, although they get some respite from medications, in fact, most patients with narcolepsy never return to normal. So there's always some impairment. But, if they're untreated, of course, it's very much worse, so that they have difficulty with their work or education, for example, fall asleep at work, lose jobs, unemployment's quite high, changing jobs is frequent for people with narcolepsy. Social relationships are affected. And in fact, being unmarried, for example, is more common in narcoleptics. They find difficulty making fixed relationships with other people. Studies looking at work impairment show that absenteeism and presenteeism is high in people with narcolepsy, so they have only work difficulties. And of course, they can be sleepy while driving too. That can be a major issue. Some patients with narcolepsy choose never to drive because of the concern that they might fall asleep while driving. So yeah, I mean, narcolepsy really has a major impact on patients.
Absolutely. And I know that with this new Avadel data, there were analyses of the REST-ON and RESTORE trials. But before we talk about that, I was wondering if you could just inform our clinical audience of what FT218 is.
Yeah, well, FT218 is a new formulation of a drug that we've had available for us for a number of years called oxybate. But traditional oxybate tends to be given twice at night. So the patient has to take it before they go to bed at night. They have to mix it with water and have it available on their nightstand to take a second dose 2.5 to 4 hours later. So this is often very inconvenient for the patient. Sometimes they'll sleep through and are unable to take their second dose. So FT218 is a new formulation that allows for the drug to be given with a single dose at the beginning of the night. So patients don't have to wake up to take a second dose.
Which, as you said, is incredibly convenient and easy to do. And of course, this is supported, I'm assuming, by the REST-ON and RESTORE trials. So could you speak to the analyses that occurred with those trials?
Right. Well, the REST-ON study was a parallel design study looking at different doses of this FT218 compared with placebo. And what they looked at was a measure of alertness called the maintenance awakefulness test. It's a type of sleep study that tells how a patient is awake during the day. They also looked at the number of cataplexy episodes, because patients can get these episodes of muscular weakness that occur with the motion that worse can cause them to actually fall to the ground. So they looked at the number of these episodes. They also looked at a measure that we call the clinical global impression scale, which is just the patient indicating as to whether they really feel that they are better with the drug or much improved or very much improved. And with the 13-week rest-on study, they showed significant improvements in each of these endpoints. So that was very important. But there were other endpoints that were looked at too in terms of excessive sleepiness, in terms of arousals at night, sleep quality at night. And it showed benefits in a lot of parameters of symptoms of patients with narcolepsy. So that was the 13-week parallel design comparative study with FD218. But they also then continued on to an open label portion of the study so that patients could continue to take the medication. And it was known that this time it wasn't a blinded study. So whereas the 13-week study was blinded, so patients didn't know if they were taking drug or placebo. But after they finished that, they went on to the drug itself for up to 2 years. And the interim analysis of that data shows that by far the majority of patients have continued. Only one patient actually discontinued because of lack of efficacy, which is an extremely small number. So these patients are continuing to find that FD218 is effective in relieving their symptoms and choosing to want to continue with it on the longer term.
What would you like to see in terms of the future of FT218? I know, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that it's under review by the FDA. And also, how do you think that these studies impact sleep studies in general?
The efficacy data looks really good. Also, the safety data is good, so that there were no major adverse events with it. And the events that were seen, the adverse events were those that we typically see with other forms of oxybate. So there was nothing new there in terms of any safety signal. So, I mean, there's a really good chance that because the data looks so good and the efficacy is good, the adverse event profile looks good, that this is going to get approved. And going forward, you know, one of the things about narcolepsy is that the median age of onset of narcolepsy is 16 years. So that means that half the population actually develops it in before the age of 16. Now, the studies with FD218 started at 16 and went into adults, which is pretty typical for most medications that we study for narcolepsy. You do adult studies first. So I'm hoping that the company would look at it in children, because oxybate in the form where it's taken twice at night is available for children from 7 years and up. So I'm hoping that this company will consider doing a pediatric study so that we can get everyone treated with it, even children.
We'd like to thank Dr. Thorpe for being part of the show, and thank you for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook for more. We'll be back this Thursday with a new episode of Doc Talk. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.